can't go or I'll have time to go or something.
Name some churches that they have around here.
Around here? Pleasant Manor, Annie Manor.
Out of the types, too.
Annie Baptist, Pleasant Manor Methodist. You mean in town?
Or just, yeah, or just anywhere around here.
Voice Methodist, Voice Baptist, Christian, Episcopalian, Church of God.
Two people become members, you'd say, they of the church.
They join the church.
Okay. What does the preacher do? He preaches a...
gospel.
Okay. You might say he delivered...
a message.
Is that the same as a sermon?
I
mean, you'd use that, would you use that to mean the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
One man might say, I go to church to hear the sermon, and another might say, I don't care anything about the sermon, I go to hear the...
singing.
Okay. What's the general term for the singing and all the playing together?
Well, we have a choir. You mean the
yeah,
choir?
Yeah, what do they do?
They sing, the choir does, and different songs, quartet, and a special solo.
What might you say about the singing? If you liked it, you might say it was...
real good.
What would you call the enemy, the opposite of God?
Hypocrite. I don't know.
Okay, what do people sometimes tell children will come and get them if they don't behave?
The bad man.
Okay. Think of any other terms for that?
Yeah, the devil.
Okay. Do you ever call it the booger man?
Oh, yeah, the booger man.
That's the same thing as the devil?
I think that booger man called name, all right.
What do people sometimes think they see at night that might be all white?
Ghost.
Okay. You ever heard of any other things for that? Ever hear it called a haint?
Haint, yeah. A haint.
What might you call a lonely old house off the road that nobody lives in and people think they hear strange noises from it at night?
That's called a haunted house.
Okay. And what do they call the things that make the noise, supposedly?
The haints and ghosts.
If the temperature were dropping, you might say you better put a sweater on, it's getting
cold.
If a man owns 500 acres of land, how much land would that be?
500 acres?
I mean, just in general terms, not a specific term for 500 acres.
It'd be a lot. A lot of land, I would think.
If you wanted to be very polite to someone, would you say yes or yes sir or yes ma'am?
Yes, sir, I think.
Do you remember if that used to be used more often than it is now? Did people used to come into the store and say, call Grandpa Blessing in that?
Yeah, they used to say that a lot. But they don't say it as much now as they used to.
If you woke up and it was cold this morning, you might say it wasn't just a little cold, it was...
real cold.
What might you... exclaim when you got excited? What might you say if something excited you?
There's no telling what I would say. I don't know what I would say.
If you meet a friend, he might say good morning. What might you say in return?
What might I say what?
Back to him.
He said good morning. I should, what would I say? I guess I'd say good morning too.
What else might you say?
How are you? Glad to see you.
If you were introduced to a stranger, what might you say to him?
Nice to meet you. Would that be correct?
Sure, whatever you say is correct. If you met this, if this stranger came to your house with a friend to meet you and you enjoyed their visit, you might say, come.
Come back.
What do you say when you meet someone on Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
Okay. What do you say a few days after that?